Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is 7:03. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass. Good morning. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. All day today, we are sizing up the Falcons' defense, the Commanders' offense. But real quick, belated birthday shout out to AJ Terrell turning the big 2-7 yesterday. I know he's been week to week. When do you think we're going to find out his status for this upcoming game on Sunday?
That's a Squid Billy question more than it is a me question.
Squid, when will we find out?
Well, you'll get an update today, Allie. They'll ask him, and he'll say, yeah, he's week to week. We're going to – and you'll know everything on where he's at while Allie answers. But we're going to try to, we're going to try to work him out on the side, or he's going to go limited today, or you'll know whatever his practice – workout work is like. So I tend to think that week to week meant he was going to miss it. I knew at least last week, and I tend to think maybe another week. It really seems like they're trying to get to the bye, which is what, next week, and then get him back for is it a Sunday night or a Monday night game with Buffalo? They all run together for me. And that would be when they kind of get him back. So if that look you Allie, Mike can tell you, and I know you probably know this because you're a runner and you do all these things. These soft tissue injuries, if they don't heal fully, they linger. And sometimes they can linger anyways, but they will linger. And that's a position you really don't want lingering.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Absolutely. What is the verbiage today, though, that you'll hear about and you're like, okay, he's playing? You know, I don't read through the lines like you do.
If they changed it from week to week to day to day, I would think that he's trending towards playing.
Okay.
Because why change the designation of that status? Allie, I've told everybody, I wonder what you think about this. I never care about any day of the week except for Friday. If you don't practice on Friday, you ain't playing. Most of the time, because Friday is kind of a final finishing touches, walkthrough type practice. Now, I want Mike to correct me if I'm wrong, but that is the way I've always looked at it.
No, I completely agree. If it's an injury designation and you don't practice on Friday, now sometimes you see the vet rest day or, you know, one of those things that have come out, like your GPS tracker is dinging red. Not injury related. Like, come on, man. That's just another thing crazy about today's world with sports. But yeah, I'm with you on that. If it's injury related on Friday, I'll be curious to see if it is limited today, though. Like, is he out or is it limited?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm with Bo. I don't expect him to play this weekend.
Okay.
I don't know. Now, maybe the situation the Falcons have found themselves in, or they're wanting to, and they look so bad a week ago, but it's not like it was the defense just getting routed. Maybe that lends itself to AJ being like, man, I got to go. Like, I, you know, if you know, and Terry McLaurin being day to day adds another layer to this whole thing, because, and it's not like AJ travels with him. We talked to him about that a couple weeks ago, but I don't know. Like, I feel like he probably wants to get back very badly, and that's the kind of player he is. But at the same time, you're a week away from a bye week, and then you also have a long week after that for a Monday Night Buffalo game. So not playing this week really, really can get you back towards 100% if you can take just another couple weeks off. So yeah. I'll be curious.
I mean, we've had AJ in the studio with us, and you can just see the fire in his eyes. So obviously he wants to get back and be on the field. Now, with, like you just mentioned, Terry McLaurin potentially out this weekend, how does that change the game for the Falcons, or does it?
I think Bo brought up a good point earlier that, you know, with Debo, with all the things that Debo does, how does it change the game plan for Debo Samuel? And I wanted to go through this a little bit, Bo. Like, a lot of times when you have a guy like Cliff Kingsbury and you have a Swiss Army knife like Debo Samuel, this is the danger in having a guy like a Debo, because I've seen this happen where you game plan for a guy in a specific situation. Hey, I'm going to teach Debo Samuel to run wildcat. I'm going to teach him wide zone, and I'm going to teach him how he fits in and all this. And if they get dinged up in that situation, there's really not a backup for him. That's the danger. Like, if you build your game plan around Debo Samuel, this is not like, oh, if Penix goes down, you put Kirk Cousins in. Or if Drake London goes down, you put Kadir. That's not how this is. Debo is like one of one, the way he goes about business. So I think they've built a lot of the game plan. If you remove him from that situation and he has to do more things at wide receiver because of Terry McLaurin, I think a lot of things change. But it's very clear to me watching the tape, Bo, that they built this game plan around the fact that Jaden Daniels was not playing. When you look at the heavy personnel, when you look at Debo taking direct passes, when you look at Marcus Mariota running run plays from the quarterback position, they did a nice job kind of pivoting without Jaden Daniels at quarterback.
Yeah, and after watching the first three drives, and then got to the first, I thought, man, Debo is going to have 30 carries in this game, or 30 touches, and then you get through more film, and then you go pull up a card, and he only touched the ball, not counting kickoffs, five times, which was crazy. But they built it around you paying attention to Debo, and Debo had the big kickoff return to start the game, and then that first drive, he's very active. They slowly took it. They slowly used him less, and really got into this. I mean, the diversity of their run game, with McNichols got four touches, Mariota carried it six, Rodriguez had what, over 10, Krosky Merritt had around 10, and then Debo had a few. I mean, they ran the ball 32 times. They ran a college game plan, a college offense, yeah, last week against the Raiders, and they did it with multiple looks where they had the jumbo. I call it the jumbo package, where they have an extra tackle out there, right, and a tight end with him. But then I sent you a screenshot, and I'm sure you probably saw it too, where you just weren't as excited about it maybe as I was, where they had an unbalanced line where they had their left tackle over on the right side, and it was a wildcat formation out of it, yeah, with Debo. So they really mixed it in. I mean, this team, they had over 400 yards of total offense last week, but it was I hate saying these kind of terms, but I rarely feel like an NFL team with the talent you have schemes their way into something, but they schemed their way into 400 yards with all these different looks. Having three guys in the backfield, not counting Mark the quarterback. It was a bunch of weird little formations and things that almost like a wishbone type stuff.
And that leads me to my next question, because I got jealous.
Out of the pistol.
I got jealous. I got jealous watching tape. I got jealous. I got jealous watching tape. I really did. And he talked about the unbalance, and then there's jumbo, which we. Like, you go unbalanced, and the Falcons tried to pull an unbalanced play last week. They went, when they were going 4th-and-1, had to take delay a game, they were an unbalanced look. Jake Matthews was at right tight end spot. He moved over from left tackle, and then I think he had Charlie Warner on the backside playing left tackle as a tight end. I want to bring Dylan in on this conversation, because I know what Bo's response is going to be, but I want to bring Dylan into this. What percentage of Falcons fans, Dylan, do you think would take Cliff Kingsbury as the head coach right now for the Atlanta Falcons? Like, what percentage do you think would be like, I would do that in a heartbeat?
His eyebrows just hit the ceiling, by the way.
As the head coach?
Like, right now, how many, what percentage of Falcons fans, be it 40%, be it 60%, that you think would say, I'd take Cliff Kingsbury right now as the head coach of the Falcons?
I'll say 35%. I think 35%. I think more people are less down on Raheem Morris. Now, there are some down on Raheem Morris, of course, after what happened. They think, you know, he can't control the clock and this, that, and the third and all these things. But I still think there's a lot of belief in Raheem Morris. Now, if you ask me about OC, I would say like 90%.
That's why. I didn't even say that.
But head coach, I only think 35%. Yeah. I think there's about 35%.
Wow. That's a lower number. But I'd be curious to get your thought on that. Because what percentage of Falcons fans do you think would take him right now?
Well, based on the they that I've interacted with, like 80%. Wow. Just because it would mean
squeaky
just
wheel because gets they the want grease. To
get yeah. Just because they want to get rid of Raheem. Here's the problem. This is what drives me nuts. Everyone wants to bring up Raheem's record in Tampa, which is fine. You have a right to do that because it's part of his coaching record. And let's just go with Dylan's number. Because Dylan's 35%, right? Is what he said that would take Cliff Kingsbury. How many of that 35% remember what Cliff Kingsbury record was in Arizona and how big of a debacle, other than one season, which Raheem also had one season in Tampa, how big of a debacle that was? So
it was bad.
I just think that dude. We live in and sports is one of the worst about it, and I get it because of what it is, and I'm a fan too. But you're never happy with your guy. You're always. Everybody else's grass is greener, and it just doesn't, it doesn't always work that way. What if it's too hot in your yard? There's not enough shade for that type of grass. You never know. I mean, you just don't know until you get that grass, and then you realize, you know what?
Yeah, you
got
to buy
the grass. Wasn't too bad.
Got to buy the sod first.
But where does consistency come into this? Because to overhaul a whole system with a new head coach. Doesn't that just shake things up? Some of these guys, they've got, new coaches this year, and they're learning a whole new system. Consistency has to play a key in here.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I want to be very clear. I don't want Cliff Kingsbury as the head coach.
Right.
The reason I asked the question the way I did is because I know there's a lot of people that would take him right now, and that's the frustration level you have with not only Raheem but with Zach Robinson. I am very frustrated with Zach Robinson. I don't put it all on Raheem. I do think that there is a level of blame that you hired two first-time coordinators when you did get the job. So I'd be curious to see the way he kind of fights out of that. And Bo, I had this thought earlier when Allie and I were talking. Like, you were allowed to change the Jimmy Lake hire and move on from him and hire a seasoned defensive coordinator. I don't know that Raheem's going to get that. The ability to do that with the offense. I don't know that he's going to have the timeline to be able to say, you know what, probably wasn't the right hire. Let me go get somebody that's done this before.
Well, and let's see how this – look, I think – I saw some of our listeners wanting to tattletale to Dukes and Bell that I said don't use the word panic. And I think it's funny because I don't panic after three games. If you do, that says a lot about the human being and character of you. What I would say is that if this season – pans out where your defense has a chance to really save you, your offense this year. It really does, and I think we've seen that a little bit already. So if you get through this season and you're around 9-8 or something like that, I think you can make that move. So that to me is one thing. I've already seen people say, well, let's make Ulbrich the interim, and I'm like, do you guys forget last year where a team decided to fire their DC and Robert Saleh, their coach and Robert Saleh, and Ulbrich was the interim. And then you know what happened? Could the defense suffered because he's no longer just he's now everywhere. So I think we just need to take a step back and let's see what happens this week, because I think this week is very big. I'm going to tell you something. You go out and lay an egg this week.
Oh, yeah.
All bets are off the table. I will be the first one to tell you that.
Yeah.
And I mean lay an egg where you lose – 27-3 at home or something like that. There is some of you want to use the word scapegoat. There might be one or two more scapegoats.
Oh yeah, I agree.
As we get ready for Sunday, I do want to remind you that this Saturday from noon to 2, you can join me out at Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a stand. Other prizes come with it. Plus, another winner is going to take home tickets to the Washington game. Be like Chris from Carrollton a few weeks ago. He was there Saturday, got the tickets to the Tampa game, was at the game on Sunday. So come see me Saturday from noon to 2 at Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we're going to go in the huddle. We're going to talk about that signing to the Giants yesterday. It feels eerie to me. I'm happy for him, but it just doesn't feel right. That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and we're going to talk about the coup of it all in a moment when we go in the huddle. But something we haven't gotten to touch on yet, the automated ball strike system is coming to the MLB officially next season. I was at the All-Star game. I got to say, I am a huge fan of this. It was so entertaining to see these challenges.
I think my biggest concern, and I think Bo and I shared this concern back in spring training, the biggest concern was like that it would take too long. And I think watching during spring training kind of alleviated that. Mm-hmm. It was like, this is pretty efficient. Mm-hmm. You just step out, touch the helmet, thumbs up, thumbs down, you get back to it. It's a lot like the system they have in tennis to judge whether or not a ball is in or out. And
right.
Like, I'm fine with it. I always thought I would hate this, Bo. I'm fine with it.
Well, I guess my question is, are they still limiting it to you only get so many, right?
Two.
Yeah, I think there should be one per team every inning.
Wow.
And the reason is like the best, and maybe not that extreme, but I need more of it because there are a lot of missed calls on balls and strikes, and you know it just maybe need a little bit more. Now if I don't know, I guess for me is like, why do we limit things that are going to make the game better? I don't need the game getting longer. I know that, but is it going to make it that much longer? Because Mike said it's pretty quick. It happens pretty quickly. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, in tennis, they don't take very long.
Yeah.
But the first time someone taps their helmet or taps their hat to challenge and they get it wrong, do you kind of feel like then you'll be a little shy to try again?
I was wrong
on that.
What's beautiful, the beauty of the entire thing, though, and this is why I kind of side with Bo, where I'm like, I wish it was a little bit more, is because, like, if you only have one per game or two per game or whatever it is, let's just say that you challenge one and you show up an umpire, like in the sixth inning, mm-hmm. You can't tell me that if you're out of challenges that he's not going to keep that in the back of his head as he's calling balls and strikes through the seventh, eighth, and ninth. Mm-hmm. He's going to be like, oh, yeah? Check this out. Strike three. You know, like,
I think
that
adds a whole new element, though. More
it really
drama.
Does.
And real quick, I just wanted to throw in, too, to Bo's point that he was making earlier, right, that they do get two, but I also was reading that if they get it right, then they'll retain it.
Right.
So you can have – you could – have a situation where if you keep getting them right, then you can keep using them throughout the entirety of the game.
There you go.
In NFL, the referees will give you a makeup call. We all know that. Oh, that's the old makeup call. But it's normally not a – there's not – you don't have bad relationships normally with referees in NFL. Like most of the time, most players, it seems cordial, right? Friendly, even with the coaches. Baseball umpires, they are different. They kind of – and NBA are as well. But the baseball, they kind of have – they have a few guys that think they are the show. And they have this ego that is attached. This ain't going to help that. You know, some of these umpires that have these egos, that has an axe to grind with certain managers and players, you know that the players already have that in their mind, and they're like, I can't wait to call this guy out. And it's just going to – I don't know. I just don't know how this makes relations better between these guys. I think it'll make the game better. But I think you're going to – a couple of umpires might be exploited more than they have been already. Just for their axe to grind with certain teams.
It's going to be interesting to see. I can't wait. We've been talking about it all morning. If you're just joining us, yes, Commanders Terry McLaurin is looking for more opinions on his quad. His status for Sunday is unknown at this point.
Yeah, I think this is just going to be a story we had to follow throughout, and I have no doubt that some of the guys they could put in his place are going to be very good players, but nobody is Terry McLaurin. And we had this conversation back when he was holding out, like whether he, you know, is a top five wide receiver, top 10. I don't know that he's that high, but for what they do, he's perfect. And the way he's been able to battle throughout his career in some really bad offenses to get his numbers has been really impressive. So I hope all the best, Terry McLaurin, but I wouldn't mind not seeing him on the field this weekend, that's for sure.
I mean, you think about Debo and you think about McLaurin, and everyone would tell you right off the bat that Debo's a better player. He's a more versatile player. But when you look at it, when it all comes down to it, I mean, this guy's got almost 40 touchdowns in 7 years. And Debo has 44. The only difference is Debo has almost as many rushing as he has receiving. He is a huge part. He's a underrated receiver because he's played on a bad team for a while. I just think it's a big loss. I mean, for them, because of how, and it also opens up their offense. So I hate it for him, but it ain't gonna hurt my feelings if he ain't on the field Sunday. Because
yeah,
look, I don't care who's on the field. I want to win. I don't care. I've been beaten by. The Falcons have lost games against backups a plenty the last 15 years, 20 years, 60 years. So who cares on the field? Just go beat them.
All right, the Giants signed the Falcons' former kicker, Younghoe Koo, to their practice squad. This feels strange.
Is there an injury concern with Graham Gano up there? I don't know the answer to that. This is just – go ahead, Dylan.
Yeah, he hurt his groin. Actually, Brian Daboll said it after the game. He hurt his groin during the defensive player introductions.
Wow.
How he did it, it wasn't detailed, but wow, he hurt his groin during defensive player introductions.
I don't mean to laugh at someone's pain, but
no,
yikes.
And I told you guys last week that I grew up kind of with Graham. He's from Pensacola. He's my age. We were in all-star games together, knew each other growing up, had a lot of friends in common. Good dude. He's played a long time in the NFL. I think he's 38 years old now. So, yeah, I don't a groin injury, interesting. Younghoe Koo, though, what an interesting signing. I wonder if that involved a tryout, if they're just like, hey, man, this guy seems all right. Let's go ahead and call him up.
Here.
Yeah, come on.
Look, sometimes the with his wonky, I've said this, kickers are wonky, man. So maybe just different place, different facility, different field. I mean, just different everything, different atmosphere is the best thing in the world for him, and it kind of gets his head right. It's clear though, you know, he's an older guy, as Mike said, they're the same age. So the wear and tear sometimes gets to you, but good for. I don't know. I don't have any ill will towards Younghoe, so I hope it works out for him.
Speaking of the Giants, they're also going to be benching Russell Wilson and start Jackson Dart.
I am not. I don't cheer people getting benched or whatever it is, especially Russell Wilson. Seems like a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a good enough guy. But I said this the other day. It's going to be a shame if Brian Daboll is fired in New York without us ever seeing how the Jackson Dart experience turns out when him in a Giants uniform. Now we're going to get to find out. I don't know what the upside is. I don't know what the downside is, but I know that I will be plugged in watching to see what Jackson Dart can do in that uniform because I am a believer in Brian Daboll as a play caller. I don't know about a head coach, as a play caller, and Jackson Dart can do a little bit of everything in that uniform.
The reason Russell Wilson has a Super Bowl ring on his finger is because they had a great defense, a great running game, and Russell Wilson played within what they wanted to do. Russell Wilson has not played within the system and within taking what defenses give you in a very long time. I mean, somebody posted a video. It's that old Michael Vick Powerade commercial where he drops back and he throws a football and it goes out of the stadium.
Yeah,
and they're like, Russell Wilson on third and three. And it's like he just – I mean, and that is – and I say that because that's what he does.
Yeah.
It's overtime. It's like third and six, and he throws a 40-yard bomb that's intercepted. And it might have been second and four or something like that. But the reality is like he plays this hero ball style now. I don't know why he thinks he needs to do that. There's been all the kind of talk about the kind of teammate he is. Someone I saw saying, well, this is what bad franchises do. They rush young quarterbacks in. I mean, look, Jackson Dart was pretty good in the preseason based on what limited we saw. Good for Jackson Dart. Good for Brian Daboll.
Yeah,
I am going off script here because I saw this. I just had to bring it up because Micah Parsons is going Dak hunting, y'all. He said he talked about potentially sacking his former teammate, and he said it's going
to
be painful.
Yeah. Did you see somebody ask Jerry if they were going to do a video tribute to Micah Parsons in his return to Dallas? He's like, no, nothing planned as of now. Like, what? What? You're just asking for it, asking these questions, man. It's good.
Well, I wonder if this is a little bit of – that, oh, yeah, man, I love Dak, blah, blah, blah. Dak didn't really say that he was upset that Micah was gone. And he even called Micah called Dak his mentor, blah, blah, blah. I think this is all crap. I think he's feeding us crap. I think he can't wait to hit him. Because I think he wants to hit him and be like, yeah, should have fought for me to get paid. Should have spoke up for me.
Well, coming up, we're going to talk about the upcoming Ryder Cup, and it's also Which One Wednesday. Which one is more likely to happen? Haynes King wins the Heisman, or Georgia Tech has that 10-win season?
Wow.
That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
7:41, it is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out as well. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. And we do have Machine Gun Kelly tickets to give away later today. That will be coming up at 8:20 if you want to win those. And the Ryder Cup begins this week at Bethpage Black. U.S. Captain Keegan Bradley and European European captain Luke Donald, of course, have their star-studded teams ready to go for the U.S. We've got Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau. Europe, of course, they've got Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy. I don't remember. And maybe it's the season of life we're in. I don't know what it is, but I don't remember ever being this excited for any golf tournament.
What about it?
It's just the pageantry. Obviously, it's the competition. It's so raucous and rowdy, and we've already, you know, they've been doing media this morning. I think there's a practice round today. They played practice rounds yesterday a little bit. Everybody is so rowdy. You've already seen, like, people dressed up as Uncle Sam that are headed in there up at Bethpage. It's just – there's just something about it, man. I don't know what it is, but I am more excited for this Ryder Cup, Bo, than I've been for the Ryder Cup at any point in my life.
I'm glad. I actually like to hear that. I'm a fan of the Ryder Cup. I think people know I'm not Abe Gordon. All right, I don't watch track and field on a Wednesday morning at 5 a.m. But however, I do love all sports for the most part, and I love the Ryder Cup because this is an individual sport, and we get to watch it in a team atmosphere. Not to mention, it's America versus the world, but Europe, and you know, the crowd is. It's not a typical golf crowd in his terms of what's accepted. I mean, they want the chance. Like, the players get into the players interact with the fans. It's just not your dad's golf tournament. You know what I mean? It's way outside the box. It's a lot of fun. And I feel really good about our team. I mean, we have the best player in the freaking world, Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah.
Okay? I will take him against anybody in the world, including little Rory. So step up, big dog, because you ain't taking us down. We are going to win this. We got Bethpage Black. We're at home. I will say this. I do like it when it's in Europe because, you know, I guess I won't get the chance to do this this year because Mike and I are hosting pregame. But normally, Allie, you know, in the radio booth, get one of the TVs we got on or my iPad, and I watch the Ryder Cup, and it's normally late in the day because they're in Europe, and they teed off at like 5 a.m., right? This year it's going to be on during the Sunday action. Will be on during the end of it. But, dude, my iPad, I'm going to be at home with two TV. There's too much good college football. So you got to get like an iPad or a laptop going and watch the Ryder Cup in tow with it. So it's a big deal. I really enjoy it. I'm really excited actually to hear Mike say he's so excited because I know Mike doesn't watch as much golf as I do.
Yeah.
So that means we're getting more of a fringe fan into it. So I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I watch the majors, and I watch obviously like the Ryder Cup and things like that. But this event it's like if the Olympics and TGL had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel about this. It's so unique. And I don't get it wrong. I watch the Ryder Cup every year. But there's just something this year where I can do the trick. I can see myself doing the trick that I know my wife hates, where I walk around. I do the iPad like Bo's talking about, and I leave it like in the kitchen because, you know, the kids are running around like crazy.
Right.
They're wanting to play out back or play in the driveway or do this, do that. They want this video. So I'll kind of carry the iPad from room to room, and I'll leave, you know, an AirPod in,
mm-hmm.
and I just listen and watch. And this one, my wife looks at me. She's like, "Did you hear me?" I'm like, "Wait, what? What'd you say?" She's like, "Your son wants some juice." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, no problem, buddy. I'll go get you some juice. No problem.
Have either of you reached the realm of malehood, because it happens to every guy, where you watch
very
golf.
Sexist on the way into
I'm
this.
Sorry, but it happens to every single dude I know. You're watching golf. You lay down on the couch, and the hands go across the belly.
Oh, 100%.
You just kind of fall asleep. 100%.
Allie, I reached that at 16 years old. I mean, I remember being in college. I'd go home, my parents get on the futon, and I would put either NASCAR or the Braves on.
Yeah.
And then I would wake up and watch the end. I've reached a part of manhood where, Mike, you're going to get a kick out of this. We were here at the beach, and this toilet started flushing slow. And I'm like, "I don't like this. I need to get a plunger." Couldn't find one. So Amy goes, "Hey, Amy went to get something." And so she's out, and I text her, "Go ahead and buy us a plunger, just in case." So she comes back, and her mom has found me the plunger that's here at the house. So I use that, and I go, "Hey," I go, "just keep that plunger dry." And I walk over there, and I look at it, and I was like, "This is a pretty nice plunger."
Yeah.
Like, this is nice. I was like, "We're taking this home with us." And I was like,
there.
"Wow, I have I've got problems.
Yeah, I've been there. There is.
I get excited about a plunger.
Allie, to answer your question, that's not a. You said something wrong when you asked about that stance. You were like, you lay down on the couch and your hands. That's not a laying down formation. That is a reclined formation. That is a. I am still seated upright,
okay.
Kind of. You know what I mean? Where I'm just kind of lounged just a little bit in my chair, and then the hands go across the belly.
Gotcha.
All right, when you're laid flat, that's not what happens. All right, but this is just this one right here.
I think it could happen either way. Yeah.
I'm not, the hands across the belly does not happen when I'm laying flat. It's only when I'm at like a 45-degree angle.
You're like an airplane mode.
There's nothing better.
I'm just fat enough now to have the belly to put my hands on. Right, Dylan?
I'm right there, too. It pokes out just enough for me where I can get in that go-to position, because that's the go-to position right there. Yeah, some good food. You're about to watch either, you know, NASCAR, movie, is whatever kind of sporting event. And, yeah, you just drift off. That's some good sleep right there.
I'm going to tell you something. Don't sleep on how good it is to sleep during a NASCAR race, what's on TV, because especially if you get, like, a short track, because they're constantly I mean, you're just like, oh, man, that's so soothing. It's like a sound machine for a baby.
Yeah, and you can miss about 10 laps of a NASCAR race and wake up and still see what's going on. So
You heard it here first. NASCAR Squidbillies ASMR.
And as a reminder, before I hand it off to Allie for Which One Wednesday, this Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wink at family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations.
Head nod to Dylan for reading some of these today for me, making sure they're all in line.
Like, hey, is this right? Yeah, okay, that sounds right.
Is that verbiage right? So, obviously, Mike and Bo are going to debate which one they would rather go with all of these scenarios. And I hate to bring this up first, but I have to. Which Falcon would you trust to give the post-game pep talk after that loss in Carolina?
Oh, wow.
Mike Hughes or Bijan Robinson?
I'll go first.
Bijan Robinson. I think we heard some of the audio already. I'm telling you, Bijan Robinson, and I love Mike Hughes, and this is in no way a knock on Mike Hughes, but Bijan is a guy that always has a calming, positive, uplifting way about him, with the way he talks. He never, you know, the guy will go off for 200 yards and won't be too high on it at all. Like, won't be like, oh, look at me. He's like, look, first off, I want to thank. You know, he always thinks God, and then he thinks his teammates, his offensive line. Like, he never gets too high or too low. And that steadiness is what you need when you want to, you know, you have a loss like Sunday, to me.
Everything you just said is the reason I'm not picking Bijan. Mike Hughes would be a little more fiery. I think he'd be a little more emotional. And I think I agree with you. Bijan, very level-headed. And I think Mike Hughes is, too. I'm giving a slight edge to Mike on just getting a little more hey, man, this is my life. I work for this. That's my quarterback. You know what I mean? Those kind of things. That's what I like to hear. That's what I would like to hear after the loss. Now, the player in me, I'd probably go Bijan, but looking from this angle, I'm like, nah, man, light the fire.
Yeah.
Let's go. And I would trust Mike Hughes a little bit more to do that.
All right. Which one
Hater.
Is more likely to happen? Haynes King wins the Heisman or Georgia Tech has that 10-win season? Mike, you start this
I have been thinking about this since you teased it on the way out. All right. And I've struggled with this because I think if you get one – and maybe not Heisman winner, but Heisman finalist. I think if you get one, you get both. You know what I mean?
Like,
I think if they win 10, I think Haynes is a Heisman finalist. I think if Haynes is a Heisman finalist, they probably won 10 games. You know what I mean? But I would say it's more likely they win 10 just because of the schedule. The schedule really, after dealing with Clemson, it really suits out to be a pretty good run for them. They're not playing some of the more difficult teams. For whatever reason, Haynes is not getting the hype that I think he should. Now, once you move through the season, Bo, and you get to 8 wins, and you get to 9 wins, maybe that'll pick up. But, man, as long as he stays healthy, he's going to be in that conversation at some point.
Yeah, winning the Heisman I don't think is ever going to happen for him for some reason. It just because he hasn't even gotten any hype at all. I think 10 wins, though. But I do think that it plays out well. I also question his health. You know, he's missed a few. He's going to miss. I think they're going to be quick with him. If there's a game that they're kind of pulling away, which doesn't necessarily, I'm not saying that's going to happen a lot, but if it does, he's going to come out. I just don't think he's going to, at the end of the day, be able to have the numbers. Although, tell you something, he's up there and he's really close, and then he goes and has a big game against Georgia, and they win.
Mm.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, be a good question.
I don't know about that. All right. Which 92.9 personality would you trust to fix the Wi-Fi if it went down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium? Andy Bunker or Carl Dukes? Bo, you start this.
Well, I was going to say Grant McCauley, but he's not on there.
He's not on there.
I would go to Andy because I love Carl to death. And I think Carl's the type of guy that if his tree falls in his backyard, he's going to go up there and cut it up. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he can fix anything technical like that. I was his producer for a while too, so I have a little bit of thought process on this. So I'm going with Andy. So I go AB.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Carl because I think Carl would be better off talking somebody else into doing it. I think Carl would get on the phone and be like, "Hey man, hey, Wi-Fi is at Mercedes Benz. I'm going to need you to come fix that. I'm going to need you to get down here right now to come fix that." So yeah, I'm going to say Carl's probably better off. I don't think either one of them are going to be hands-on with this problem. Carl's going to be better off at talking somebody else into doing it.
Yeah, Wi-Fi's
hey,
out.
Hey man, the Wi-Fi's like, down. I need you to come help.
I'll say this: when it comes to anything like anything technology-based like that, always go with the younger guy.
Yeah. Which would you rather see this weekend? A great game against the Commanders, stays close, but ultimately ends in a loss.
Oh.
Or a sloppy game, lots of problems, but ends up in a win. Mike, you're first.
They need a win. They need a win. I don't care how it comes. They need a win. You can fix the sloppiness later. It's always easier to fix the sloppiness after a win. Give me the win all day, every day, and especially twice on Sunday.
Well, much like a college co-ed, sometimes you got to get sloppy and to win and get it done, and then you can worry about getting something a little bit better.
There was an AO in there.
There's a something okay, yeah. in there.
Something.
I don't know.
What's
something. I'm confused.
There was a few somethings, really somethings in there.
One last one real quick. It's fall. Petting zoos are always set up at apple picking fields. So which one would you rather let your kid bring home, a goat or a pig?
Oh, well. Who's going first?
Bo, you go first.
Bo was squiggy. I think we know where we're going.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I've had both. I had a potbelly pig named Squiggy, and we had goats when I was a little bit younger. The pig is cleaner and does not eat the house. A goat will try to eat the side of your house. You don't want goats. The goats are fun and all, but the pig is ultimately the better pet.
Yeah.
So I'm going with pig.
Yeah, I would say the pig, too, because you can also partake when it comes to your holiday meals.
You can't.
Savage, bro. You going to go out like that, dog?
To go to commercial. If I was in studio right now.
Golly, Mike.
Oh,
look,
man.
It's like an investment every time you feed it.
There is a really funny video of a little girl that points. She's at a petting zoo, and there's a cow. She points to the cow. She goes, "Burger. I want cheese on mine."
Oh, yes. I've seen that. That's so funny.
That's hilarious. I could definitely hang with that. Hey, have you ever seen those fainting goats?
Yeah.
The ones that just...
Oh, yeah.
No, I would take one of those as a pet because that would just be funny. Just watch one just faint and fall down the
every
stairs.
Every time there's a noise, they're just, locked up.
Well,
those are
up,
funny.
We've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. You can ask your questions to Mike and Bo. They've been studying the film. They've been looking at our defense, Commander's offense. We've been talking about these matchups. Where is your head on this? Call us now, 404-726-0929. You can also tweet us at 929-MORNINGSHIFT. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.